Well, Anthony Albanese often speaks about his origins in public housing in Sydney's inner west. He and his mother lived in a flat in a low-rise, council-owned block in Camperdown. He says that upbringing grounded him and helped shape his politics. Well, he's taking the reins of government at a time when other Australian families are in the midst of a housing crisis with few options in public or private housing. So how Mr. Albanese responds to this crisis will test whether he can turn that origin story into substance for those struggling now. Rachel Mealy reports on what Labor could do.
Debbie Dawson thought she was taking on a pretty straightforward job when she became the manager of the Green Acres Caravan Park near Redland Bay in Brisbane. She didn't realise she'd be at the coalface of Australia's housing crisis.
I get on an average 30 to 40 people every day looking for somewhere to live, and that's no exaggeration. Some days are more, some days are less.
The caravan park has about 100 permanent cabins and they're at full capacity.
But the main people that are ringing are being displaced by their current housing. Like if they're renting, the owners are increasing the rent beyond their capability of being able to afford it, or are not renewing leases. So they have to find somewhere else, and there's nowhere else to find.
It's a far cry from the Prime Minister's own experience.
It says a lot about our great country that the son of a single mum who was a disability pensioner who grew up in public housing down the road in Camperdown can stand before you tonight as Australia's Prime Minister.
Nicole Gurran is a Professor of Urban and Regional Planning at the University of Sydney. She says our future Prime Ministers might already be in the grip of the housing crisis.
Unfortunately, that isn't available to most of the comparable households now. So a young man in a single parent family on a low and moderate income in Australia today will be waiting a very long time before they're able to access social housing.
About 1.7 million households currently receive Commonwealth rental assistance, but about a third of those spend more than 30% of their income on housing, meaning they're in a state of housing stress. The Labor Party has committed to establish a $10 billion fund, which would be used in part to build 20,000 social housing dwellings over the next 3 years. Professor Gurran says the policy will do only part of the job. There's a projected need of more than 430,000 houses by 2025.
The longer term, better value for money, the structural fix for Australia's housing system is to increase the investment in social and affordable housing. And to make a difference, that will need to be more than the 10,000 new units a year that Labor has on the table at this point in time.
Professor Gurran says another benefit of government investment in social housing is to smooth out the cycles in the housing industry.
So you build housing industry capacity and you sustain that capacity over the peaks and the troughs of the private housing market by underwriting and ongoing construction of social and affordable housing that responds to population need.
She says the current housing crisis won't go away unless something is done to fix it. When Anthony Albanese moved out of his mum's home, more than 10% of new housing stock in Australia each year was in the social housing sector.
To fix things, we need to reinvest in social and affordable housing at somewhere near the level that we're achieving in the mid-90s. But we also need to look at the private rental sector and how we can make that a much more secure and affordable place for people to make a home and live, as seems increasingly likely for the long term.
But for Debbie Dawson at the Green Acres Caravan Park, the solution can't come fast enough.
Let Mr. Albanese know that he needs to do something. There's a new Prime Minister and coming in and wants some brownie points. Tell him to start looking at the housing affordability and, you know, for the people that have nowhere to go. If I could fit another 100 of them in here, I would, but I've got nowhere to put them.
Debbie Dawson, she's a caravan park manager in Brisbane's Redland Bay. She was speaking with our reporter, Rachel Mealy.